Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez Toledo reports about two Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed, Quigley and Pittsburgh Corning. Pfizer Inc. Unit Quigley Company Inc. set a June 26, 2013 confirmation hearing for its fifth amended Chapter 11 reorganization plan almost 9 years after the pharmaceutical giant entered bankruptcy. The June hearing date marks Quigley's first bid for confirmation since U.S. bankruptcy judge Stuart M. Bernstein denied its fourth amended plan in September 2010 after finding that the company manipulated creditor votes and engineered the case for its own benefit. Quigley, which Pfizer bought in 1968, at one time faced suits by more than 160,000 plaintiffs and had filed for bankruptcy in 2004. In the Chapter 11 case of Pittsburgh Corning Corporation, an amended plan of reorganization and objections to the plan remain pending. Pittsburgh Corning has been in bankruptcy since April 2000. Between 1962 and 1972, Pittsburgh Corning manufactured pipe insulation that contained asbestos. At least 140,000 lawsuits have been filed related to the product, and the litigation pushed the company into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. On January 29, 2009, a modified third amended plan of reorganization was jointly proposed by Pittsburgh Corning Corporation, the Official Committee of Asbestos Creditors, and the Future Claimants Representative, and supported by Pittsburgh Corning Corporation shareholders, PPG Industries, Inc., and Corning Incorporated. The court reviewed the plan, and on June 16, 2011, issued a memorandum opinion stating that the PCC's modified third amended plan of reorganization was unconfirmable, but provided the plan proponents with another opportunity to amend the plan. The court's memorandum opinion rejected some objections to the amended plan and made suggestions regarding modifications to the amended plan that would allow the plan to be confirmed. Parties have filed a motion for reconsideration, objecting to certain points of the order. Certain parties to the proceeding filed specific plan modifications in response to the court's opinion. Certain parties objected to the proposed plan modifications, and to resolve some of these objections, further revisions to the plan and other documents were filed. A modified amended plan was then submitted by Pittsburgh Corning, and objections to that plan were filed by two parties. Those objections and the plan are pending before the court. Corning and PPG Industries, Inc., each own 50% of the capital stock of Pittsburgh Corning, which filed for Chapter 11 on April 16, 2000, in the Bankruptcy Court for the Western District of Pennsylvania. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.